If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of our terrestrial radio show repackaged in the podcast format. Here in hour one, it's all about Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts. Not much of a matchup. It was a close game. What did you make of Matt Ryan's El Stinko performance? Also, Coach Jeff Saturday, fresh off of television, his clock management was blank. And what did we learn about the Steelers and their young quarterback, Kenny Pickett, among other things? We'll talk about all that and more right now in our number one. Here it is. Horseshoes to paradise, unless that's not exactly the case. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. You there, me here. As we were hit by the stupid stick, that's why we're doing this. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and enormously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the pull as we pull the all-nighter, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead to begin the festivities here comes from the Hoosier State and the Hoosier City. A made-for-TV matchup. Now, this is not exactly Gaga for excitement. But we did have Kenny Pickett, the much ballyhooed. Is that accurate? The much ballyhooed Kenny Pickett and the Pittsburgh Steelers traveling circus going to the crossroads of America for a date with Matty Ice. Ice, Ice, baby. And the Indianapolis Colts, it was Monday Night Football. I squabble. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, who sold out and went to ESPN, they were there. I don't know if you saw it or not. Maybe you were not watching because it wasn't that attractive a matchup. But Benny Snell, Benny and the Steelers. Benny Snell running for 62 yards. He had a touchdown in the Pittsburgh ground game. Not just Benny Snell, but the entire team effort. Controlling the night. And the Steelers, who had the big lead at halftime, relatively speaking, they were up 16-3. Fell behind and then came back, end up winning the game 24-17, the final. So the Steelers get to 4-7. The Colts, with the loss, dropped to 4-7-1. The better story in the losing locker room. So that is where we will begin. And what did you make of Matt Ryan's performance? I've got Dynavite, Massage School, and Cookbook. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we are going to make some poutine, a great meal poutine, the cheese curds, the potatoes, the all of that, all just absolutely marvelous. So, first of all, Matt Ryan looked like a guy who should have been benched a couple weeks ago, and then we were like, wait a minute, he was benched! They benched him! A couple of weeks ago, they brought him back. He sucks. He stinks, Matt Ryan. And they brought him back. Why would they do that? What were they thinking there in Indianapolis? The Colts had put this guy out to pasture only to do the about face when Jeff Saturday took over. They went back to Matt Ryan after changing coaches. And Ryan has been an underperformer all year. That first half, holy crap. Oh, man. If you're watching the first half, Matt Ryan had a passer rating of 14.6. And I'm not exaggerating. No, good passer rating is about 100. 100 plus, good passer rating. He was at 14.6 in the first half, at 36 yards passing at halftime. Now, I realize the Steelers are better defensively with T.J. Watt out there. I get it. I understand that, but let's not pretend that Matt Ryan is any good. That guy needs some Dynavite because he's a dog. He's a dog. Man, was he bad. And that was quarterback malpractice for 90% of the game. Now, in the third quarter, the Colts had a few things cooking, and I think the Steelers were shocked that they actually started completing passes. They're like, wait a minute, this makes no sense, and Ryan looked halfway decent in the third quarter, but that first half, El Stinko. And then at the end of the game, Matt Ryan played one quarter of effective football, pretty much, right? I mean, the fourth quarter, the chance to win the game, to play hero ball at the end, and it was just bad. Afraid to throw the ball down the field. The dink and the dunk, everything was underneath, dump off screens, crossing routes, afraid to take chances downfield, unable to complete those passes in the first half. Either way, it was a cringeworthy performance to watch. Now, secondly, the TV guy, hot take guy, Jeff Saturday, clock management. Jeff Saturday's clock management was blank. It was laid back is the word I have. It was very laid back.
Garbage.
Very, hey, la, 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 la. That's what it was. It's like, you know, I know it's a Monday night game. We're trying to win the game. Let's take our time. That's a nice, calm, Midwestern, just kind of la, 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 la. The Colts got the ball back down by a point. Actually, down by a touchdown. But they were down the final drive of the game. 3:13 to go on the clock. They started their own 7-yard line. They needed a touchdown to tie the game. They had all of their timeouts, all of them. And Andy said, you know what? We're going to do things a little unorthodox. We are going to not use a timeout till there's 30 seconds left in the game. Failing massage class, unable to massage the clock, master clock management. As the bad news is, the Colts butchered the end of the game. The good news is Jeff Saturday kept a pair of timeouts in his back pocket. So if you'd like a timeout, contact the Colts. Jeff Saturday's got a couple extra ones he can sell you at a nominal fee. Now, I have said for several years, and I maintain my position, the NFL should allow teams to keep extra timeouts for future games. It would add an interesting wrinkle. Like the Colts going into next week's game would have two extra timeouts. Wouldn't that be fun? That'd be fun. All right, regardless, Indy was not going to win this game, even if Jeff Saturday had called all of his timeouts. How do I know that? Matt Ryan is the guy's quarterback. He sucked. So what are we doing here? The washed-up corpse of Matty Ice not going to get it done. Jeff Saturday was merely trying to expedite the end of the game. That's my belief. Indy went 3 of 12 on third down. They had 19 first downs, but two of those via penalty. And protecting Matt Ryan, not calling timeout because he's afraid Mike Tomlin was going to dial up some kind of blitz that would have given Matt Ryan a stomach ache and a headache. And so Indy's got one guy. This is my scouting report, my overnight scouting report. What do I know on the Colts? They got one guy, Jonathan Taylor, who's an impact player on offense, and nobody else. Nobody. I got a lot of bus riders, but not any bus drivers other than Jonathan Taylor on that particular team. All right, final thought. So we go to the other side, the Pittsburgh Steelers. What did we learn about the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Yenzers? Well, they're still scratching and clawing for Mike Tomlin, which is, you say, well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're a professional athlete, but we have seen teams that have packed it in the NFL. That's not going on in Pittsburgh right now. And buy the cookbook from the old country. Fundamental football. Run the ball. Old school. 172 yards on 36 carries. 172 yards on 36 carries and averaged 4.8 yards per attempt. Kenny Pickett did not turn the ball over. Limit mistakes, run the ball, control time of possession, make a couple plays on defense, stopped him on third down, and that's all in the cookbook. It's Mike Tomlin's old recipes and a winning formula. Steelers had four drives, methodical, time-consuming drives of 10-plus plays, started like gangbusters. I think they scored four of their first five drives of the game, and it's not like Kenny Pickett was great. I did see some people slobbering all over Kenny Pickett. Let's slow down on that here. He was not. He wasn't a negative for the Steelers. He was, you know what he was? Yeah, I'll use one of the Wokester's terms. He was carbon neutral. That's what he was. He was carbon neutral. Good balance, right? Pittsburgh converted 50% of their third down plays and scored on a majority of their red zone trips, and so the Steelers get the win. Not that that means much of anything other than the fact that they're still trying and they haven't packed it in and decided we'll wait till next year. All right, meanwhile, let's hear from some of the combatants in this game. Jeff Saturday is the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. He will be returning to ESPN shortly after the regular season, and he was called out. How could you not use all your timeouts? What's wrong with you, Mr. Saturday? Can you explain yourself, coach? Please, let's go to the audio tape.
I thought we had plenty of time. I wasn't really concerned. We still had timeouts. I really wanted, when he was going down, I couldn't tell where they were going to start him from going down, right? Like if he was going to get the first down. I expect this to get on the ball and have another play a little bit quicker than that. But again, this wasn't a press for time. We just didn't make enough plays.
There you go. See, take that. I don't need your stinking timeouts. I'm such a good coach. I only need one timeout. I don't need three timeouts. All these other coaches blow. I'm Jeff Saturday. I only need one timeout. You other losers with your three timeouts and a half. Screw you. I'm better than you. All right, anyway, here's more. How about Matt Ryan? Boy, this guy. Woo! Send him to the glue factory. Here's Matty Ice. And question about late game play calling, late game execution. There was a lack of it. Here's Matt Ryan on all that.
I don't mind the call. We're going with some tempo, trying to get that first and then probably bang a timeout after that first. We didn't get it, then have to take the timeout. And on the fourth down call, credit to them. They did a good job of jumping inside. We had some in-breaking routes. But, you know, it's disappointing. It really is because I think the effort is good, but our execution just hasn't been good enough.
Yes. The old line from the old Bucks coach, what do you think of your team's execution? I fully support it. And that's the classic line from from back in the day as we press on. If you'd like to be part, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox. That's 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part of the program, we may read your comments on the air. That's at Ben Maller. And one of the big contenders in the NFL, one of the teams that people are yapping about going to the Super Bowl, suffering a body blow, and the winds of change are on the horizon. It appears another coach is dead man coaching. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. We'll get to that. Body blow for an NFC heavyweight contender. Also, a coaching change on the horizon. We'll go there as well. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth, and you can follow the big guy on Twitter at Ben Maller. He, of course, is sitting in his throne in the Tyrac.com studios. You can also follow myself, Brian Fenley, on Twitter at Brian Fenley, in for Eddie Garcia, and you may hear your witty content on the program. And, Ben, I got to say, so many great tweets of showing of support for me on last night's show. I just got to say, it's humbling, the compliments after compliments.
Yes, they enjoyed the fact that you sabotaged successfully a national radio program.
I'm not
and
sure I did that.
Normally, when you fill in, they tell you to kind of stay out of the way and, you know, stay in your lane. But you, of course, decided to do 15-minute news updates, which is outstanding. And the amount of email that I got, the feedback I got from the customers.
All positive, right?
Yes, yes. Positively terrible is what they said. It was wild. And is that your goal when you come in here? It's like, how can I F with the Maller Show? How can I do 10-minute news updates? Is that the plan?
No, I just enjoy
it. It just happens organically. It happens.
No, I just feel bad. Like when you comment during an update, if I don't respond, I feel like I'm ignoring you and I feel like I'm mean. So I'm just trying to be nice because I like conversing with you and the rest of the crew.
No. See, there's these people, in, they have corner offices upstairs. They make more money than us. They're better people than us. They're programmers. And they say, hey, at the bottom of the hour, when they do the update, just chime in, you know, make it more conversational.
Sure.
It's not, you know, you have to respond to everything I say. I throw in witty banter. I throw in hot takes, bonus hot takes.
Is it witty or?
See again, right now, this is again an example of what the listeners are complaining about, what you're doing right now. They're complaining about that. How dare you?
I got a lot of compliments, but back to you.
All right. Ferg Dog writes in. He says, hey, Ben, what do you think about the Dodgers meeting with Justin Verlander? He's no Tyler Anderson, of course. I think Justin would be a nice little pickup for the Blue Crew. No! No! I want nothing to do with that a-hole! No! No to Verlander! Just say no! I'd rather lose without Verlander than win with him. The guy's a bum! Verlander's a stiff! He's dirty. He played for the cheaters. I want nothing to do with Verlander. The Dodgers should drive up the cost. Let the Mets pay more for Verlander or the Yankees or whatever. Let them spend more. But just say no to Verlander. You want nothing to do with that guy. He was on death's door as a pitcher with the Tigers when he went to Houston. And all of a sudden, he went to the Sorcerer's Workshop. And I don't know what kind of crap he's putting on the ball, but I want nothing to do with that guy. Keep him away. Stay no to Verlander is what I say. All right, Milkman Mike in Colorado writes in. He says, fabulous opening monologue regarding the Monday Night Football game. Uncle Vic Fangio was impressed that Jeff Saturday held on to those timeouts to use at a later date. Next level coaching. Yeah, Vic Fangio actually has a pile of timeouts when he's watching NFL games on Sunday right next to him. It's weird that he does that, but he does. The Russian kid writes and he says, B+ on the monologue, should have led with the Lakers. No. Russian kid. The NBA is not good talk radio at this point, please, all right? And as much as I love bashing the Lakers, and it's fun to goof on them when guys we've never heard of beat them, nobody wants to hear that content. The NBA is very low on the totem pole in sports radio these days. It just is not. People aren't watching. It's a bad product. The screw over the fans. The NBA players don't care about the customers that go to these games, and we're all down on the NBA. It's a bad product all the way around. He says, is the next Sunday night football Chiefs versus Broncos? That'll be fun. Shout out to the crew, he says. There you go. Well, you'll have to send Eddie a message at his retirement home. He retired from radio. Let's go to the phones, and a man who always bitches about something, he's complaining. This guy thinks the show's all about him. The biggest ego caller we have. We go to the smallest state in the land, Rhode Island, and Plastered Paul. Hello, Paul. Welcome.
Ben, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you are.
There's no way.
You're really going for it today, Paul.
Okay. There's no way you're going to have three teams from New York City or the state of New York going to the playoffs. Goodbye. I'm all done.
That's all you got today, Paul? That's it?
That's it.
There's no way that's going to happen. Paul, should I call an ambulance to pick you up here, Paul? I feel like you need medical attention here. Is everything okay, Paul?
No. Yeah. There's no way. The NFL is going to have three teams from the state of New York and the playoffs.
All right, so explain, because I don't know that there's only, to me, there's only one team in New York. So which of the three teams in New York? Explain that to me.
Buffalo. That's it.
Okay, that's it. Okay, what are the other two teams in New York?
Maybe the Jets. Maybe.
But they don't play in New York.
Come on.
They don't.
Maybe the Jets because they're on a Cinderella team. Like the Cincinnati Bengals.
Did you fall into a bathtub? Is it true that you fell into a bathtub of red breast? Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
That is accurate. You're enjoying yourself. Look at you. Unbelievable. And how many calls does Talk Radio have you made tonight? How many radio shows have you called up and gotten on?
It doesn't matter because you guys are a clown. You are a clown when you make decisions. How you make
what?
You're a clown.
I'm a clown. You're a clown. You know what? You're a clown. How about that?
No.
Takes one to know one, clown boy. You're a clown.
You don't know what time
you're
it is.
Wearing so clown, you're wearing clown shoes right now.
I am? Okay. So from one to two, you're on the West Coast and you're in the East Coast. What do you think do? We have to go to work the next day.
Some people work right now. Some people are working right now. What about the people working right now? What about them? They don't have to work tomorrow. They're working right now. They're working today. At this moment, there's people working. There's people driving trucks.
It doesn't
working
matter.
In factory. It does matter. It matters to me. It's not all about you, Paul. It's not about you, Paul. I took you right away, you schmuck. I took you right away. And this is how you treat me. I had other people on hold, and I went to you. I could have gone to them.
You went to me only because I told you there's no way the three teams from New York.
And there aren't even three teams from New York, Paul. Get out of here with your nonsense, Paul. How dare you with that? Hanging up on you. There we go. Get rid of it. Anyway. Man, oh, man.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Just Josh in Cincinnati writes in, he says, ratings winner Paul Sloshed. Still better than a Brian Finley news update. Shots fired. Rob in Vegas says, two words. Following that call we took from Plastered Paul, alcohol poisoning. He says, all right, well, there you go. Justin in Cincinnati added his own touch on that. Alf the Alien Opiner says, I'm okay if the podcast consists of just the monologues for this week until Eddie comes out of retirement. Well, I don't know that he's ever going to come out of retirement. I have no idea. Yeah. Let's see. John the Pie Guy says David Vasse would bug the blank out of Cade Upton if the Dodgers signed Verlander. No, the Dodgers aren't going to sign Verlander. They don't need to sign that guy. They already have had the Verlander experience, a good pitcher during the regular season who blows chunks in the playoffs. His name's Clayton Kershaw. They don't need to go through that again. They already had that. They signed Kershaw. He's going to come back and play another year. So can you imagine having Kershaw and Verlander in the same playoff rotation? It's strike one, strike two. You're starting every series down 0-2 with those two numbnuts on the mound there. It's the way to go. Tom from Fullerton writes in, so Maller dislikes Brian Finley's long updates. Unless Finley is trashing the Lakers, then carry on, Finley, he says. Well, no, I just tried to add a little flavor, a little spice to it. Some encouraging news, if you believe Peter King knows what he's talking about, the rotund NFL insider passing on that it is expected the Denver Broncos will say, you can't hack it, to Nathaniel Hackett, the much-anticipated demise of the spawn of Paul Hackett, who also sucked as a coach, is expected to happen shortly after the regular season comes to an end in Denver. So Nathaniel Hackett, who his only success as a coach was riding the coattails of Aaron Rodgers. He can go back to Green Bay and ride some more coattails of Aaron Rodgers, or he can latch himself to another good quarterback, but it appears Nathaniel Hackett's days are numbered in Denver because he's bad at his job. And that would be why, if you're bad at your job, you don't really know going to keep the job there in that particular profession. That's normally how that works. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue. Let's go back to the phones. And we'll say hello to Big Daddy, who's in Memphis, Tennessee, where the barbecue is good and the basketball's mediocre. What's going on, Big Daddy?
Well, you got that right. Basketball is mediocre. Say hello to all my fans and my constituents. Hey, that's a good move y'all did say Eddie retired. We on vacation. That's a good one. I like that.
Well, you say vacation. I don't know. I worked in radio my entire life. The only people I know in radio that have gotten 3 weeks off are Howard Stern and I think Jim Rome. That's it. I don't know anyone else that's gotten that much vacation. So you know, we'll see. Eddie might not come back. He might be done. That's it. You don't know. Yeah.
And like you said, these 15, 20 minutes, we just like the score. You know, just give us the score, Brian. Give us the score and going on to the next one. Ben jump in with the punchline. He got all that there now.
Yeah, exactly. Big Daddy, I throw a jab in there, right? I throw my little jab, and then we move on. And it's like that old bit, that old Saturday Night Live skit back when Saturday Night Live was good. Here are the scores. You know, it's 82 to 76, 96 to 93, and 107 to 94. Those are the scores. Boom.
Yeah, so his one friend might call back, but that was a good call tonight, boy. I'm telling you, he lit it up, boy. Barely could talk. Yeah, I like it when you get calls like that.
I'm worried about Plaster Paul, man. Plaster Paul, though, he sounded to me like Beer Drinking Brian. We know how that ended for our friend Beer Drinking Brian. That did not end well.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm out of
here. All right, get out of here. All right, he's working. The man's working at the grocery store there. He can't be bothered with this nonsense. He's got tomato soup to put on aisle 7. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. So unloading on the old boss, we'll get to that. Here's the Who Am I game. And we'll go to pro bouncy ball for the Who Am I game. Ivica Zubac of the L.A. Clippers. He had 31 points and 29 rebounds in a recent win against the Pacers. He became the first player with 30 points, 25 rebounds, and an 80% or better field goal shooting percentage in a game since me. Again, the great Zubac, 31 points, 29 rebounds. Clippers won that game over the Pacers, but he became the first NBA player with 30 points, 25 rebounds, and to shoot 80% or better from the floor in a single game since me. Who am I? That is the question, the answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone from the trailer park to those who wave the metal detector on a sandy beach. Facebook is a fun zone for all of us, and you can chat with other P1s. It's free and easy. Simply like our Ben Maller Show page on Facebook. Now more with Big Ben.
And here's the Who Am I game, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. The Who Am I game, each and every week at this time, each and every day at this time. Portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. So, Ivica Dubac there, 31 points, 29 rebounds. The Clippers won a game recently. He became the first player in the NBA to have 30 points, 25 rebounds, and shoot 80% or better in a game since me. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Ferg Dog's going with Lisa Wilson as his answer. Ravishing Rick Rude from Rob in Lost Wages, Nevada. Jessica Alba from the Dickster account, the parody account from Dick and Dayton. Who else do we have? Page down. Moneyball Maller of the Northwoods Clippers from Maller Prop Guy. Sean Kemp tossed out by Chris in Des Moines, or as Roberto say, Des Moines. Who else do we have? Kurt Bavakwa. Bavakwa couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. That's from Mr. Nice Guy. Who else do we have? Robert Tractor Trailer, guessed by Kyle, the late Robert Tractor Trailer. Fat Lever, Lafayette Fat Lever from G-Mang. Comrade Brittany Griner from the Gulag, guessed by Just Josh. That's his answer. Who else? Shane in Des Moines going with Matt Barkley as his selection. The Russian Kid, his favorite leader, Joseph Stalin. Dikembe Mutombo, guessed by Double O Mexican in San Diego. Clint Capella from Jason in Denver. That's his answer. Timmy Duncan from the Diamond Man. Who else do we have? Dan Issel, guessed by Paulie D. Ryan Leaf from Rob in Minnesota. Joe Barry Carroll, guessed by Pull My Finger. Do you have an answer, please? It is not Plastered Paul's Downtrodden Liver, guessed by Tom from Fullerton, or F Them Picks Bo Kimball from Big Lou in the LBC.
Is it David Hasselhoff?
Oh, I saw him years ago at a pet shop at the Beverly Center. No, that is incorrect. The correct answer is Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq Daddy, back in 04. Getting her done. Shaquille O'Neal is the answer. Let's go to Sean the Hood Guy, who's next up on the Ben Maller Show. Hello, Sean the Hood Guy.
What's happening, homie?
Welcome in, Sean. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, just calling to check in with y'all, man, to let you know this is not a victory lap call now. I'm just making sure.
Oh, that's right. You're a Pacer fan, right? Isn't it calling up? You want to remind everyone your Pacers are still in the NBA, and occasionally they win a game.
Exactly, and you know, but I did the same thing to my father-in-law tonight. As soon as the Lakers lost, and they lost that game like that, I called him and laughed and hung up in his face just to show him, you know, hey, you always watching them Lakers, but you bad-mouth me when it comes to the Pacers or the Steelers. It was a pretty good night for me. The Steelers got a win, and it just showed that everybody who knows how to coach and who doesn't know how to coach, and everybody's picking their colleague to win the game, but it doesn't go down like that because you got one guy that's already a Super Bowl champion, and then you got one guy that's come off TV and piggybacking off of everybody else's success. But it was a good night for me, man, and I just had to call and, you know, raise the hand up in the sky and tell everybody, you know, it's still popping. And I was listening last night, Ben. You were talking about T.O. T.O. was down in Inglewood the other night. I think he was going to the weekend because the weekend was at the SoFi, I think, this weekend.
Oh, yeah, like yeah. He got into the fight at the CBS. I think that was actually right near SoFi Stadium.
I was right down the street, right from where the Savons is at Louisiana Chicken that night, and I seen all the police start going that way, but I didn't go that way to see what was going on. But I turned the other way and went back the other way because I didn't go towards where the trouble was, but yeah. I saw what was happening, though. But
now, how soon before T.O. gets a civil lawsuit? When's that coming?
It's not no civil lawsuit. It's two men fighting. It ain't like
no, I know, but you could sue. You know, listen, Sean the Hood Guy, you drive around L.A. Yep. The only thing on billboards around LA is ambulance chasing lawyers. Okay, they're everywhere. So yeah. You can sue anybody for anything just about. So all somebody has to do is call one of those ambulance chasing lawyers on the billboards, and boom, you got a lawsuit. Done.
Okay, but if they got the time and the money to set up, keep going to court, who got that time and money to keep doing that every day?
I'm right there with you. It's ridiculous.
But Eddie'll be back. Eddie just hired, man, because we still are fans. We didn't have nothing to laugh and talk about. He'll be back because all you guys right. Are
hold
like
a second.
Now,
don't lie. Yeah, you say you're a Pacers fan. Had you ever heard of Andrew Nembhard?
Never heard of him.
All right. You have credibility. But the guy beat the Lakers. That guy, he might never do anything again. He had a game-winning shot over LeBron James.
Hey, that's the best highlight of his life then.
Exactly. That guy's going to have bragging rights for the rest of his life, no matter what happens. All right. Thank you, Sean. I got to go.
All right, Big Ben.
All right, the great Sean the Hood guy, an Indiana Pacer fan in La La Land. No, it's true. Pacers, he likes the Steelers. Those are his squads. And they were playing. Now, the good news is the Steeler game ended. You have plenty of time if you want to watch the NBA and all that. But it was I don't know if you want to do that. Sounds like punishment to me, but yeah.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.